Blog Talk Radio.
You want to play intro song? What are you doing? Here we go. That's not it. There it is. And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. The start of the show was a lot like how the beginning of this year kind of feels. We're going? We're not going? Are we going? We're not going? Not yet? Yeah? Oh, it's great. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and I am a spirit therapist at Spirit Therapy NYC. And here we are in 2015, the first week of the new year. How's it been for you? For me, it's been a slow start, but I've been saying that a slow start is good, so I'm right on schedule. It's been a lot of partying and recuperating and then partying and then relaxing and then eating and then sleeping. That's what my last 10 days have been like. So I hope you enjoyed your New Year's Eve, whatever you did, if you were with people or alone. I know more people this year that spent it by themselves than ever, really. I did that for the first time a couple years ago, and it was quite liberating. It kind of took the whole pressure of having the greatest time ever on New Year's off, and I really enjoyed myself, made myself a steak. I watched Doctor Who and did a meditation. It was great. So I hear a few people really enjoyed themselves. And for a couple of them, it was a little weird, a little difficult. So, but it's all growing pains. It's all, learning and growing. So, yeah, New Year's was very interesting for me. I went to a party of my friend Asa, who is a psychic energist. And it was basically the party that I've been asking for 3 years and couldn't find. And one of those years is when I spent it alone. I was like, well, if it's not going to be great, then forget it. And so this one was fantastic. It was, first of all, just the energy space that Asa creates in his home and really kind of anywhere he is is fantastic. I really enjoy it. It's grounded and happy and freedom to roam around. And he had a spirit room in one of the bedrooms where he put out different cards and runes, and people could pick cards for themselves. And then he had a place where you could write down your intentions for 2015 and eat an apple, slice the apple, thinking about your intentions. So it grounds it in the now reality. And then later on, you burn your intention. And he also had a window where you could write with washable ink your vision for the world. And so it was on the window. And then the next day, he took a picture of it in the sunlight, and you could really see everything that everyone wrote. So I was a woman of few words for those things. I didn't write anything on the intention for the world, because I kind of feel like I do that every week here. So let the other people have a chance. And even I'll share with you my Apple intention. You know, I basically wrote, you know what I want. You know, the universe knows it's the same thing that has, you know, just plotting forward, one foot in front of the other. I know you got it. So, but we'll talk about it and feel it again right now, writing this card of, you know what I want. So I think that takes the pressure off of writing intentions and affirmations and all these things that you want. Sometimes they can feel strained or like, oh, do I have to say it again? If that's how you feel, then don't. Then don't. The universe doesn't hear words anyway. It hears what you feel and what you're focused on. So anyway, it was really interesting. There were people from all walks of life, but everyone that came to the party was some semblance of paying attention to themselves and the world around them. And it didn't matter what their job was, but everyone had this vibe. So it was really, I had a lot of very interesting conversations. And I also went by myself, which I really enjoyed because I didn't have to be responsible for anybody else. I could just be a force of nature moving through the cosmos, and whatever happened, happened. And I don't know these people. And if I don't want to, I never need to again, you know, and Ace will love me no matter what I do. So, on the subway ride over, I was looking at tuning into what people's energies were like. And, as usual, it was all over the map, just like happens on New Year's. Everyone, whatever they are, it's heightened. So, and some people are, you can feel it, they're hell-bent on having the greatest time of their life. Or they're looking to get a little crazy, let the reins loose. So I could really feel everybody's energy. And I was like, all right, if it's going to be this kind of a party, then I'm gonna bubble up. Because, you know, when you're an intuitive and you feel other people's things and you're drinking, it can get, that's how I think you get out of balance and maybe don't feel so good because you're a little too open to everything and everyone around you. So I bubbled up, you know, I've been doing this for a while, pretty good at the bubble up. And I know I'm good at it because I do stay balanced, especially when I remember to bubble up. So bubbled up and went to the party and met a psychic who eventually was kind of getting, he was like, are you open to love? You know, all I'm feeling from you is like a wall. I was like, oh, that's my bubble. And thank you for showing me how strong my bubble can be, because I know it works because I feel good. But I didn't really know, like, how it feels to other people. And, you know, it's New Year's, so clearly I was not messing around. And I said, but, you know, it's not a wall. Maybe it looks like a wall or feels like a wall to you, but I feel everything, you know. The bubble flickers with everything you're doing and saying, boop, 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 you know. And then I choose to acknowledge it or feel it or not. So that was a great affirmation with something that I've been working on for quite some time now. It's funny that it came to fruition at Asa's house, because I feel that Asa and Gwen are the two people that really taught me how to ground myself years ago. So anyway, it was very interesting. And I also rode the subway back and saw the energy of people after the fact. And it was, you know, what it was in the beginning times 10, maybe million sometimes. And I'll actually just finish the the bubble up story, because I'm still like, what happened here? Let's see what you have to say about this. But so anyway, I was on the subway platform, and, you know, New Year's Eve, New York City, the subway platform is kind of a place to be at 2:30 in the morning, because it's everything. People are doing cartwheels, you know, falling over drunk, giggling, arguing, falling asleep. Like, it's everything, you know, crazy outfits. Like, how do you take 3 steps in those shoes, let alone climb the subway steps? What? Amazing. That's like city acrobatics to me. But anyway, so there was this one couple that was kind of arguing. And I was like, well, I could get into a different car, but you know what? Whatever. Apparently, my bubble is extremely effective, so nothing is going to faze me. Let's get in the same car as them, whatever. So I'm sitting kind of parallel to the guy, and I can feel him staring at me, like staring wide-eyed at the side of my face. I was like, what is this guy doing? And first I just ignored him. But, you know, after like a few minutes, you're like, dude, this guy hasn't blinked. He hasn't moved his head. What are you doing? So I turned and I looked him straight in the eye. And the look that I saw was like fear, confusion, fascination, and God knows what else, but just wide-eyed staring. And I was like, all right, well, whatever, drunkenness or whatever. And then he looked away and then he did it again. And it was so bizarre. And I was starting to feel like, well, what is this? Because honestly, like, I kind of felt like it could be a little bit of a negative spirit or energy that has entered this man who was clearly already a little off kilter and is looking at me. Like, that was the vibe, to be perfectly honest. I've never really felt such a thing. So I was like, all right, well, what are we going to do about this? Of course, my Aries warrior nature at first got pissed off. I was like, well, just blow it up, right? But I don't want to do that. You know, just because you have that thought first doesn't mean you got to do anything about it. But, you know, it happens. And then I thought, well, what is the if this is some sort of demonic possession, what do I want to do? And so I thought, well, if it's darkness, then let's just bomb it with light. Let's just see how strong the energy I can put out there of love and light and just flood this whole place. So I visualized that and felt it just whoosh. And the dude instantly, I didn't move, mind you. The dude instantly is like holding his head and rubbing his face and like kind of, you know, kind of twerking, like freaking out. And I was like, wow, man, is this really working? That says the spirit therapist. You know, I still get amazed and in awe of how much energy can do, you know. So anyway, and I thought, all right, well, now he's freaking out. How do I calm him down? So I was like, listen, in my head, I just said, relax, relax, find the love and the light. You have your woman right there. She loves you. You could tell there was love there. And I said, just put your head, you know, on, tune in with your woman. Not put your head, but tune in with the woman that loves you next to you. And within 5 seconds, he turned over, he hugged her, and put his head on her shoulder and, like, relaxed. And I was like, yo, man, this is really something else. I mean, could it have been my imagination? Maybe, but I'm pretty intuitive, more aware. I see what's going on. So I don't know. How else do you, Kia wrote, on drugs. I mean, could be, but you don't have to necessarily act like that, you know, on drugs. It's possible. Then Kia says, you should have stared back in white light at his eyeballs and he may have blown up actually. But you don't have to do it that strong, but it was the drugs for him. Yeah, I would agree with that. That makes sense. Yeah, there was so much, like with the eyeballs. And I know I can be aggressive, especially like, you know, so, you know, I guess that's the more training that I can do to stare someone in the eyes and have it be all when you're like kind of in attack mode, this guy. But anyway, so then these two guys, black dudes came on and they were taking pictures and they noticed right away. They were like, dude, what's going on, man? Are you all right? You having a little trouble, brother? And then I started laughing and the other guy started laughing and like it diffused the whole situation. And they were taking pictures on the subway and they were like, can you tell that we're not from here? I was like, no, actually, you fit right in. Where are you from? And they were like, Wisconsin. I was like, Wisconsin? What are you, like one of two of like four black people in Wisconsin? There's not many black people in Wisconsin. But anyway, so anyway, the guy was taking pictures. I was like, I'll be your subway friend. Took some selfies We looked fabulous. We looked like we'd known each other forever. And then I took some pictures with his friend too, so he wouldn't feel alone, and gave him a spirit therapy card. And then I was like, this is your stop. You got to get off Canal Street. Nice to meet you, brothers. So like it diffused the whole thing after the bomb of the love and light. So anyway, I didn't realize I was going to tell that whole story, but there it is. Yeah. So whatever you did on New Year's, you probably felt some sort of shift over in energies. I certainly did. And it has been a little bit of a slow, you know, the second, third, the fourth. I mean, well, I went to another holiday party on Saturday. It was my roommate's birthday yesterday. So now finally, I mean, it gets to the point where you're just like, oh my God, enough with the partying. But so they were kind of, but still, even the energy felt like a little slower, like, okay, we're somewhere, but like, where are we really? And even though I am still a little hungover and, you know, recuperating, I do feel that there is a surge of energy today. Maybe it's, maybe it's from the full moon being at 0 degrees Capricorn. That's like, you know, a brand new start and a booster. So I kind of equate it to that. New moon or full moon in Capricorn. It's like, okay, we are standing at the bottom of the mountain, and where's the blueprint? That's kind of how I feel. So my point is, enjoying the beginning, not rushing too hard in the beginning, because I really think that's a really good way to run out of steam too early. But of course, we're talking about motivation, aren't we? Patience and motivation, and plotting a course that's at a nice, comfortable clip speed. And that's going to be different for everybody. Some people need to make drastic changes. My one friend is talking about, you know, he's detoxing. He's not going to drink. He's not going to smoke weed. He's not going to, you know, he really just all. And my first instinct was, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot to change at once. And at first I was a little like, is this a good idea for you? But then as he was talking, I realized it was, because it was he's having a lot of thoughts in the brain, and the drugs and the alcohol are a great escape, just turns it off. He can be here and gone, but then of course it's not really gone. Those voices come back the minute either, you know, you start sobering up a little bit or the next day, and then it's this cycle. So he was like, clearly I just need to get some clarity going in the brain, so that I don't have to work these thoughts anymore. And when you put it that way, all right, yeah, man. Like, and that feels good, because like, it's pointed towards clarity. And clarity, we know it feels so good when you can have clarity. So, and he's a pretty extreme guy, like in general. So for someone like that, an extreme measure, you know, once he explains what he was thinking with it, I was like, yeah, man, this is actually a great decision. So even to look at that with yourself, you know, just because you thought something was a good idea a week ago, a year ago, is it still something that you want to do and can find some enjoyability out of it? That's my main point for the new and the old, is the enjoyability, which helps the motivation. Anybody can be a drill sergeant and be like, well, 10 hut, you know, 1, 2, go to the gym, 3, 4, eat your vegetables. Yeah, but do you really want to be in the army? Do you really want to be, you know, under a drill sergeant's command, which is you? I mean, I don't. That never works for me. Because if you're a strong spirit, you're going to rebel. You're going to rebel against yourself, and you're going to rebel against what you think is a good idea for you. And then you're going to feel like, oh, I can't do it. I'm a shithead, you know. So it's just a game not worth playing, really. So I think in order to get your momentum going so that you can go into this new year from what you've experienced, it has to be about the enjoyability. So maybe it's just a curiosity at first or a excitement about what could be. And starting slow. That's a little brain trick I do for myself at the gym, and I'm about to do it now again once I start up, is all right, it's been like 3 weeks since I've had, you know, some real gym time. So I've wanted to go, actually tried to go on New Year's Eve, and I shoved my ass out the door and I went to the gym and it was closed. I was like, all right, well, at least I know that it's not me. And the universe is saying, all right, listen, chill out. You know, who's going to the gym on New Year's Eve? It says settle down. So that was actually a really good realization for me. But now, you know, tomorrow at the latest Wednesday, it's happening because I can feel it and I want to go. And I thought, well, what am I going to do? You know, I got to like a really good clip before I stopped going. So usually I would, you know, whoop myself into submission and try to pick up exactly where I left off and then be pissed off when it's too hard and I hate it. So clearly I'm not doing that this year. Now it's going to be about a lot of stretching and just tinkering, you know, pull some levies and lift some things and, you know, push some things. And, you know, little elliptical, and I think we're good for the start because I had a really nice clip going last year where I went basically every day for 2 months, give or take, right? And so I want to get back to that, but, you know, you can't go back. You have to go forward. And so my plan is to take what I learned and see, that momentum still has to be in there. It's just slowed a little bit. So just wake the muscles up and move the body around and remember what it is to huff and puff, you know, on the machines and do a little bit every day and see what happens without too much pressure. Unless you got to go cold turkey, like my friend that I mentioned. If that's not the case, I think no matter what you're doing, that's a good way to do it. Easy breezy, people. Gia says, I don't go to the gym. I do the graveyard across the street. It's a good workout all around. No lie. So do you see any spirits? Do you feel vibrations in the walk in the graveyard? That's got to be interestingly grounding. In a bizarre way, right? I mean, I went to school, grade school, next to a graveyard, and we used to do a lot of things in the graveyard. We used to have picnics, and we would have art class, you know, drawing the tombstones from 1700s, and it never felt creepy to me. It was always, I kind of liked it, and I guess as a child, like looking back, it did have its own energy, like very, well, between worlds. It's actually a really good analogy for what we're talking about here because, you know, the old and the new. At the holiday party on Saturday, one of our friends is German, and he said, yeah, in Germany, my family calls this the in-between time. It's not, you know, the 2014, that year has ended, but not yet, and 2015 hasn't begun. Not yet, really. So the holidays and those few weeks in between is the in-between time, and it's sort of like a fifth season. And that made so much sense to me. I was like, that's why you can't fight the holidays. It's its own thing, man. you go with it, however you want to go with it, but it's happening. But also a very interesting time of in between, you know, just like the graveyard energy, in between life and death, in between the veil. We have this in between time of the old and the new. And so how do we transition into the new and keep the lessons of the old? I mean, I'm not going to answer that question. You really have to answer that for yourself. But I think that's where the focus, a good focus is. And when you take your time in the beginning, you can feel the energy, the new energy, what's the old energy around you, within you, with the people around you. I mean, I've definitely seen a lot of shifting going on with people, a lot of shifting. People who had the crappiest Christmas with their families because of fighting and all these things, some good things are starting to come out of that. You know, people are opening up to, because they were so upset that this happened, they're confiding in people and becoming closer with each other now. And another friend, you know, didn't want to go, but had this, people were saying, oh, well, but you promised that you were going to come. So what, you're going to break your promise? And he was like, no, but he really didn't want to go. So he just kept complaining until they were like, fine, if you don't want to come, don't come. And he was like, thanks. Thank you for releasing me from, you know, my obligation. But even through that, and then had a really good New Year's, you know, by himself, and something that was like really necessary. So, and also if anybody's like, oh, you promised, I don't know, man, I think that's definitely an old way of thinking. It's like, come on. So what? Because I said I was going to do something days, weeks, or months ago, the fact that I've changed my mind now, I'm disrespecting you somehow because I'm not honoring what I said when I was a different person a month ago, a day ago, whatever. I mean, how about honoring like my free will and me acknowledging myself and what I want to do right now, and let me do that without getting upset about it? I mean, okay, the flip side of the promise is, you know, you want to have stand in your integrity and you said something, so you want to do it. But you know whether you're doing that or not. You know, if you're constantly breaking promises, that's one thing. But if you're just listening to yourself and you made a promise at one point and now you don't feel like doing it, yeah. If somebody gives you a hard time about it, sounds a little bit like an ownership thing. And, you know, what about leaning on yourself instead of me? You know. Anyway. Yeah. I think it's sad if people are visiting. I don't remember. Sometimes in the chat room, it's probably been up for 5 minutes. And now I'm like, what? So moving right along, doing your thing. And that same pressure of like the promise can also be the pressure we put on ourselves to succeed in everything and start things right now and do it perfectly. I don't want this year to be like last year. Well, it's not going to be. You don't even have to worry about that. There's no way you can, even if you wanted to, you can't repeat last year, this year. First of all, that energy is totally different. And I think it's only going to continue to be so. And the last point I'll make on that before I take my break is the feeling of dread, or like the fun is over. I can understand that. I always felt that when I was a kid. You know, there was all this buildup about Christmas. Like in my mind, Christmas was like everything you would ever want wrapped up into a package in a day. And it never, ever lived up to my expectation because, the whole world would have to be a utopia and God takes a spaceship down and gives me a big hug. You know, like it's just not. And so I always felt like, well, that's it. after the holiday, I was like, well, where, what happened to Christmas? When is Christmas getting here? But it was in my head, you know. And so it was like, oh, the fun's over. Now it's just plotting along, going back to school. And then the next time I'm free is in August. And, you know, what a depressing way of thinking about it. It's just so rough. I was a rough child. But we can feel that now as adults, absolutely. You know, and that's where I think getting it out of your system. Like, I'm at the point where I was like, listen, you better enjoy all of this because it's happening. You've got a party every 3 days. It's happening. So either enjoy it or try to, like, restrain yourself and, like, not party too hard. Or you can just full throttle into it, do your thing, and then by the time it's over, you're going to be so done with partying. And that's exactly what's happened. I was like, oh, I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, we reached the finish line of the party train. It was beautiful, but enough. Enough. So I'll come back and talk about how we start things. Or in the middle or the end, how we do with the beginning, middle, or end of things in life. But for the song tonight, whenever you listen, I picked Matisyahu, Darkness into Light. And it's a remake of his own song, which I actually kind of like better. And it's just an acoustic guitar and him. And you see how they switch the timing, and it's simple yet powerful. So here it is, Darkness into Light. See you in 3 minutes.
Can't stop traffic, oh, fire been burning, auto control and burning. Keep the hearts all yearning, it is them keep on turning. I dig in, I sink in my teeth in spitfire, cause I'm the last dragon. Knock, knock them down, sizzling with a vision. New York City to Jerusalem, concrete jungle burned down Babylon. Cause a simple man am I, with my chest up to the sky. When I walk by my talk about, I like the wind rewind. I'll be by your side, when nighttime it runs on. The children they ride high, we standing on the sun. I climb from inside the dream, in between the words you might hear me slur as the vision it blurs. And a sunset you don't know who to follow, and a path that they pass you shadow. You never know where you might go, but the seed that you plant is the seed that you sow. And rain down at midnight, I ride my bike, king with my broken crown, Brooklyn Bridge to Crown Heights. I'll be by your side when nighttime it runs on. Children, they ride high. I'll be standing on the sun, burning to the light, burning to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. The tempo change and the fast tempo in the beginning makes me feel like how the year can start. You know, there's all this room, and then there's a relaxing into it. And I love Matis Yahu. I think he's a one of a kind. You know, he was a Hasidic Jew that started doing reggae years ago and sort of, you know, broke the glass ceiling. And yeah, so anyway, obviously very adept at the beatbox. So I see you, caller, area code 805, and I will be with you in 1 second. You know what? Let's go ahead and open your mic now, and then I'll talk about the beginning, middle, and end. You are on the air, caller. Unless you're just listening. Okay, well, that takes care of that. It's hard to tell. It would be great if Blog Talk could, like, have, you know, when you call in, you could put something that is like, press 1 if you are just listening, and then it would come up on your thing, you know. That's another thing that I've noticed lately with the technology. We have all this new technology, but so much of it still works in such an old way. My roommate just got a new phone, and his information from his old iPhone is incompatible with the new phone, so he has to go and do it like one by one. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. Like, how much is the new phone? And it's all your technology, and you can't make them talk to each other. Like, I have to introduce my phone to this new computer. I still haven't figured out how to do it. So, like, you know, but again, there's always a reason for something. He said, well, I see it as, you know, this way I don't have any pictures of my old girlfriend popping up, and I'm putting in numbers that are only people that I actually want to talk to. I was like, you know what? In that sense, I guess iPhone has done you a favor, but still a technological fail, if you ask me. So, you know, there's another thing, like incorporating like the person and what we know doesn't work, and building something new that does work. Like, listen to the people, man, if you're making technology. All right, so the beginning, middle, and end. Let's talk about that, because I think this is a good way to find your strengths and your weaknesses for how you do stuff. So, for instance, some people are really good at starting things and then maybe suck at the middle and the end. Myself, I will include with being very good at starting things, and I'm very good at ending things, but a lot of times at some point in the middle where I've been doing it for a while, what feels like a while, because I feel like I should be done already, and I can't really see the light of where I came from, so I kind of can't stop, but I can't see the light of where the end is, and I can get frustrated and, you know, start looking around the tunnel going, where are we? What are we doing? This is a terrible idea. And then all I really need to do every time is to just keep going and keep walking. And then eventually, oh, there's the light. There it is. All right, it's fine. And then once I know that, it's just, you know, it might as well be done. And it's just boom, bam. It's kind of the same energy as the beginning for me. Other people, the starting it, you know, what do I do? I'm not sure. Can't someone else kind of like line up all the ducks? And then I'll shoot them, you know, down. I'll find the, you know, I'll make it happen. But where's the start? And those people are amazing to have on a movie set or anything where you need people to run around and do stuff, different stuff, and just do the stuff until there's no more stuff to do. And they're just going to do it. They showed up to do it. It's very much being in the moment, those people that are good at the middle, I think. And in the end, you know, if you're good at the end, you know, boom, bam, boom, and done. We know that we're finished. But some people don't really know when they're done. You know, like the artist or the author who keeps being in revisions and will never let it loose. And so how do we deal with that? I mean, one good thing, I think the best thing really, is if you can have other voices and other heads to help you with the part that you're not so good at. You know, you don't have to become perfect at everything. You just have to have other people that can talk you through or come rescue you, you know, with a hand and rope. You know, come on, left, just go left. Light signals, you know, those are very important. I don't know where I would be without my network of people who, you know, when I'm in the part where I don't know what to do, those other heads can help you. So, and working together, that means everybody can work their strong point. You know, I may be good at starting it, and then I have someone else do the middle, and then we'll all finish together, you know. So thinking about that, because we want to have a road that is pleasant to travel, at least for the next year. And really, this year is very important, because what we build and start now is going to grow, build exponentially faster and more and bigger than we've ever seen. So choose a good one. Choose a good one. And like any foundation, starting slow while still getting some momentum and some movement going, I think that's the balanced advanced class there. How to relax and not push, but also start and continue. And that everybody has to learn for themselves. But if you're paying attention, I'm sure you're starting to understand what makes you happy and what doesn't. So I think with any foundation, just err on the side of slightly slower, because that's how you make less mistakes. Not that there are really such a thing as mistakes, but you know, steps that maybe you realize would have been unnecessary had you taken the time to consider it properly. And then here's a few tips for you about how to break up the monotony and get a new feeling going. Because that new energy, anything that you say new, it kind of all feels the same, you know, new baby, new sofa, new career, new. So if we want to have new things happen and we want to create some new momentum with this new energy, do some new things. And again, choose something that's already enjoyable to you and try something in that genre that you haven't before. For instance, if you enjoy cooking, bake a new recipe. Do something new. If you like working out, try an exercise or a class you've never done before. And even in your leisure time, if you usually relax and you watch TV, try reading a book. Or one of my favorite things to do when I don't feel like watching TV or reading a book is finding an interesting or educational video on YouTube. And for me, that's listening to what different teachers, different astrologers, alien conversation, planetary, whatever, you know, that's my bag. But also I was thinking, wouldn't it be great, like, just picture a country that either you've been to or maybe better that you haven't been to, and go on a virtual tour, you know, just do a little, that YouTube really does know what you're, you know, you click on a few things and it goes, oh, okay, I think I know what you want. And you may not have it on the first page, but you will find what you're looking for. And then it opens this whole world of, you know, travel videos, and you can really feel like you're there. So that's a good thing while a lot of us are stuck indoors because it's freezing. Like myself, and get a massage. A massage can change your whole thing around, because your moving around all the energy, all your juices, all your bits and parts are getting a rub down. It's just a great thing to do. Yeah. Oh, and or get lost in a new neighborhood. Like travel to a neighborhood you've never been to. Of course, you know, research it. You don't want to go like, you know, downtown Detroit and be like, But, you know, I mean, New York City, there's a million neighborhoods I've never been to. Like really cool little communities of different origins in Queens. Like apparently there's a more concentration of people from all over the world in Queens than most other places in the world. And so you can go to kind of like a different country and have the food from there and see the shops, see the vibe, you know, hear some different languages. So I know everybody doesn't live in New York, but I'm sure you've got some place, explore the graveyards just like Gia does. You know, that can be interesting. So during the day, do we have to keep putting those things in, like the public service announcement for people, or like, are people smart enough and lining up in vibration enough that like, I don't have to say that, you know? Don't go jogging in Central Park. It's 4 a.m. in tight pants. Really? No. You mean no? Don't do that. Oh, all right. What? Like, caution, this beverage is hot. Really? Because I ordered the hot coffee. It's hot. Amazing. We have to laugh at the slower people. Really. It's terrible. I don't want to judge, but we all know there are some people that have slower brains. And actually, I had a run-in with someone who I was like, I was actually rushing. I was trying to go faster. And we had to wait for this guy. And he's just slower and more just basic dude, you know. And I was like, see, Nicole, like, he's got a whole life. Like, he's dealing with things that, like, I don't know anybody that's dealing with these things, you know, but he's doing it really well. And all right, so he's not the quickest, you know, talker or mover or anything, but he's totally surviving, Nicole. So, like, you don't have to go so fast. Like, take a lesson out of the page, you know, of the turtle. So there's always lessons everywhere, you know. I mean, for the slowest person, I can go way too fast. And I can also be totally retarded with as smart as I am. So, you know, I'm not really judging. I'm just saying. What else we got? Yep. In order to continue, it has to be enjoyable. Start with curiosity. Yeah, I think we basically covered. Oh, yes. Things that looked bad but end up being good. Last year, changing your perspective on things that you think, you know, oh man, you know, that shouldn't have happened or that was too difficult. Guy and I were talking about this, you know, things that seem like they were rocky or difficult. There's a lot of learning. And if you tune in with the perspective, you can really see some progress. And I think that's part of the inclusion of including everything, including other people's bullshit and your own. And instead of like trying to have everyone be perfect, yourself or others, relaxing a little bit into everybody's different and everybody's got a journey. And if you run into each other right now, it's exactly what needs to happen, no matter what you think. It's exactly what needs to happen. I mean, going back to my rushing story, I wanted to go. I was ready to go and we couldn't go. And I was like, what? Who is making me not go? And like blaming. And then I was like, wait a minute, like none of this is, first of all, what do you think? You think you're not guided right now? You think the universe kind of just dropped the ball for this second? You think that's why this is happening? And I was like, yeah, you're right. No, No. So, okay. So now can we think about how this could be a good reason? Like maybe you don't need to get there. For whatever reason, you're not going to know why. So forget about why. But maybe you don't need to get there when you thought you needed to get there. And so I did all this calming down of myself. And I know how the universe works. With when you change the energy, then the scenario changes. So a lot of times I'll fix myself and then boom, the thing that I was so annoyed about happens, you know, because I learned the lesson. So I kept fixing and fixing and waiting and fixing and still not here and fixing to the point where I was like, there's nothing else you can do, Nicole. I was just looking out the window. I was like, I've fixed everything. I don't know what else to do. And then ring, ring. Hilarious how the universe teaches you. It's so funny. Because, you know, you can know all these things, but it doesn't mean you're going to apply them all the time. And that's where we learn, right? If we just knew, we know the answer now, we can apply it to everything, and we get every answer right on every test. Like, wouldn't you get bored, you know? So anything that happened last year that you deemed a bad thing, Shar always says we just tell a different story. Tell a different story. You thought it was bad. You thought you were too loud at the party. You thought that, you know, you should have gotten there early. You thought that, you know, your company shouldn't have folded or your wife shouldn't have left you. You know, people dying. Anything that can be traumatic doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad or that something went wrong. And I think that's where the healing really is. Because then when we can see why it's good, why it needed to happen, then we learn it and we don't ever have to do that again. And then we're happier. Isn't that what it's all about? Being happy. All right. Anything else? Check out spirittherapynyc.com. We're giving 50% off. Even though we're in January, I don't know, I think we'll extend it off of first spirit therapy sessions or intuitive drawings. And we have a psychic reader who is very reasonably priced. And Daughters of Isis is also on our page, or you can go to daughtersofisis.com. She's got a lot of specials going on as well. A lot of new essential oils and misters and soaps. So that's definitely a new thing. The new scents, they're always brand new, no matter what she makes. So, these are the last two things. The relationships and the family. It always seems like I get these big topics at the very end. But anyway, relationships and family and things that, you know, old people, old boyfriends or, you know, past whatever is like coming back around. Let's just do relationships first. I always think that when the old stories come back around, it's the universe asking you whether you want this or not anymore. Are you sure you don't want this anymore? And it can kind of be a little bit of a trap, depending on how you look at it. I mean, I only say trap because you can fall in it. And you start to go, oh, this guy's not so bad. Wait, what did I not like about him? Well, this is good. Yeah, that was kind of annoying. But this is really good. Like, and you're trying, especially if you're looking for a new love, you're thinking, oh, well, maybe it was this person. Why did I not think it was this person? But if it's not, I mean, not saying that it can't happen. Of course, an older person can be the new person now. But if it's not, you can get stuck there and be like, you know I don't want this, so why am I still going for coffee and drinks and ending up at his house or whatever, right? So it's the same thing, really. The good, the bad, it doesn't really matter. And sometimes you go, I know this isn't what I want, but I can't stop it right now. And kind of relaxing into that is a really good thing. of course, not for too long, but at least to see what you're doing. Like, why are you here with this person? And then when you learn the lesson, then everything changes and you're on your path. But it just happens. Not to get stuck in it, you know? That's what it is. Whether it's good or bad, or you know you want this forever or just for tonight, you know, let it be. Kind of the same thing as the partying, you know? Sometimes you just need to get it out of your system. And then family, what was I going to say about family? Well, love them because you can't leave them, but you don't have to be near them. How about that? You know, family, it's just like everybody else in the world. Okay, so you have the same blood and, you know, you attracted them for a reason, but let them do their own thing. And yeah. It's all about being happy. I don't know if I have anything else to say. Oh, here, I'll leave it at this. Change your ringtone on your phone. It's such a good way to have a whole new sort of soundtrack. And it feels different. You go, what? The first time your phone rings after you change it, you go, what? Whose phone is that? Oh, that's mine. That's the new me's ring. So anyway, it's a dumb little thing, but I just did it after I wrote it for y'all. And it hasn't rung yet. So that'll be a fun little switch up. That's it, really. So the old into the new. We'll just keep on keeping on here. And join us on Saturday for the consciousness shift at 3 p.m. And then again, spirit therapy next week. All right, we need an outro song, but I don't have one yet. So thank you, Gia, for tuning in with me. And yeah, have a great week. And love yourself and take your time. Good night.